Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Okay, guys, today we are talking about the D word.
And not
for the
dick.
First time in a long time, it is not
dick.
It is divorce.
Which is also sad. Sometimes dicks are sad.
Sometimes, yeah, dicks can be sad.
Yeah.
Divorce is sad. Divorce can also be great.
Divorce could be great. Dicks could be great.
D words have a lot in common.
They have up and downs.
You know, we wanted to do this episode for you guys because we know a lot of you out there are either going through it, you know, have done it. Are figuring it out or are 30 years deep and have thoughts about it. But, you know, we both can't really add too much insight. I think we have a lot of opinions on it.
I think we've only known what we've seen, but we don't have experience with it.
Yeah, like so our parents are still together.
Our parents are, and we're both married, so we can't really give you guys advice that you deserve. And so many of you are asking these questions that we don't know. We have gone to OG of divorce. It's no joke today. She's going to give you and tell you the craziest stories, advice. You're not going to believe it. If any of you watch it, it's new Real Housewives of New Jersey. Some of you watch it. Some of you have opinions about it. But she is the realest you're going to get. The story she's about to tell you, your jaw will be on the floor. I promise you. Some of you watch the show. Some of you don't watch the show. Jessica doesn't know anything about her. So I kind of broke a little bits here and there down about her. And she was like, oh, I don't really watch the show. I don't really know anything. Like, who's this guest we're having? And I was like, okay, this is basically her story. Now Jessica is like obsessed.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Fan. She turned from like an I don't know to I'm a straight fan. Like, she's loving her.
She's been through some shit.
She
came out on top.
What'd she say? Corrections officer?
Yeah.
I told her that originally. Jessica, she was like, no way. I don't believe it. And she's like, she's so pretty. And I'm like, I know.
She's
like,
so pretty.
You would never believe that this beautiful woman like did such a hardcore job and then went through all this shit. You just have to listen to it because you're welcome.
So Dolores she's awesome. We're so lucky to have her insight on the show. I think, you know, even though Tracy and I don't really know much about divorce, but I think we both have opinions, which is like, I don't think you should stay unhappy in a marriage.
Yeah, I think that's our most common denominator is whatever you have to do to be happy. And if that requires divorce, then do what you have to do. But we don't really have the experience.
Yeah, I think Dolores is a good example of like how it can turn out okay.
It could go real shitty real fast.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're on top of the world.
Yeah. Isn't that, don't you want it's, that though?
It's, when you're you have to be divorce, the strong hope. Person to turn it around like that. But like listening to somebody who's done that it's inspiring and it's empowering really.
Yes.
Because
I
agree. The worst divorce is like the worst like stigma around it. And I feel like it's like, oh my God, she's getting a divorce or oh my God, they're going through this. And like people are so scared to talk about it. But when you hear somebody that has like such a light at the end of the tunnel, you're like, oh my God, I need to hear this story. Cause it may be you think about your own situation differently.
Whoa.
Right?
Yes. I mean, at the end of the day, no matter what you're going through, you want like someone to relate to. And hearing, you know, whatever you're going through in life, hearing, you know, about Tracy's son, about my miscarriage, like someone going through a divorce who's been through it. Like sometimes you just need to hear that things will be okay.
Yeah, there's a light. You'll find
there's a light.
It's going to hit you at the end.
Goosebumps. Try goosebumps. Let's talk to Dolores. Let's get her on the phone and let's hear her story from the beginning. I think those of you who are fans of her are gonna
you guys are gonna
get
be like
real,
I know that. That's great. I didn't know this bit of it. But then people who don't know are gonna be shook.
They're gonna be shook. And we're gonna really fill in a lot of the blanks for you. And her story.
A lot
is
of
awesome.
Exclusive behind the scenes Real Housewives of New Jersey shit that they don't talk about on the show.
Don't you think it's funny that like New Jersey reality people like I wonder if other New Jersey, like we all like know each other, stick together. Like it's very weird.
Well,
world.
We're like a cult in New
it's
Jersey.
It's a cult. Yeah. But I wonder, like, do you think like Atlanta reality stars are all bonding? Probably not.
I don't really know because I feel like New Jersey, New York are very, we're like its own little world.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why people know we're, as soon as we speak, they know where we're from.
Yeah. And it's just like a bond you have with these people. It's,
yeah.
It's hard to describe. But anyway, I'm excited to have Dolores on. Let's talk to her.
Hi. You can call me every morning.
Basically, me and Jessica know really nothing like details of divorce. We don't really have experience of it with our parents or our relationship.
You don't.
No, I know.
I'm
so
very happy that you don't.
When we were thinking about it, like immediately you popped in because I've seen I watched the show randomly and I've seen your story. And I thought like there's really no better person who's mastered this that we need the details of how to get through it from. So I was like, we have to ask Dolores to do it. And we were so happy when you said yes.
Well, I hope you never have to use my advice or my experience. Let me just start by saying that. But
thank
I also
you.
Wanted to say that it's really smart that you could see through that. Listen, I haven't mastered how to get rid of cellulite. I own a gym. I haven't mastered the art of being articulate without swearing or even like, you know, talking about my, I haven't mastered most things in life, but I can tell you that this I will take the credit for mastering, but it's smart of you.
Yay.
Even though you haven't had any experience with divorce, it's really smart that you're able to see how I have handled it.
Yeah.
You know, even not coming from a kid of divorce or going through it yourself, but to know that I kind of figured it out is pretty good. So I'm glad that I'm able to talk to you about this.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Can you take us back to the beginning with your husband? You know, for people who don't
Frank Catania, Mr. America.
Mr. America, I just told him off this morning.
Take us back to the beginning. How old were your kids when the divorce was started being floated around?
And then what happened? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, here you go. Quick synopsis of my life. I grew up in Patterson. My dad is a cop. My mom's a waitress. I didn't have aspirations to go to college. I was going to be a cop, which I did. I met Frank when I was waitressing with my mom. He just graduated from law school. And we started and built everything together. From the day we started dating, we were together every day for years. We got married, had kids. I had my daughter, Gabby. She's 3 years old. And I got pregnant from my son, Frankie. And call it intuition, call it whatever it is you want to call it, gut feeling. I turned to my cousin the day I found out I was pregnant. I said, my marriage is over.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Why? I said, I don't know why, but my marriage is over.
Jessica just
got
chills.
So anyway, fast forward 9 months. Frank is being so egregious and so horrible, like most men that are cheating. And now they've fallen in love with whoever they're cheating with or falling for. Lust, love. It's never lust or, you know, listen, there's a fine line between lust and love.
True.
I say to Frank Catania, whatever you're doing, knock it off. We have a family. We've now built our business. We own many homes, about 400 units we own. We started with nothing. We work together. I said, you're going to lose your family. He said, you're crazy, which most men will do when they're cheating.
Oh,
I can give you some
he hit
Dolores.
You with the you're crazy. We've said this on the show before. Crazy. When they're wrong, they say you're crazy.
Yep, and it means they're guilty.
You're crazy. But nothing I could do is right, which a lot of women that are listening to this will be able to relate. I couldn't sweep the floor right. I mean, listen, I'm an Italian old school girl. I, you know, this guy came home to a clean house, kids in their, you know, my daughter's in her pajamas, no questions asked about where the money's going, what, because now I decided to be a stay-at-home mom. I loved being a cop. He said, you could work. We can afford for you to stay home now. I stayed home with Gabby. And I did what I was supposed to do and what I loved to do. And all of a sudden, nothing was cooked right. The house wasn't clean enough. You know, I couldn't say anything right. Listen, I didn't have a lot of experience. I met Frank when I was 18, but I was nobody's fool either.
Right.
So I said to him, Frank, he started to disappear. Never spent a night out. Never, 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 never. Everything was done during the day. But he had more meetings at night. Like he would be home at a decent hour. Things got so bad. I said, Frank, whatever you're doing, stop. He said, you're crazy. I said, don't make me prove it, because if I prove it, then I have to do something about it.
Yep.
Save our family and stop what you're doing.
Wow.
So, but meanwhile, he's standing in front of me with messy hair smelling like perfume and telling me he was golfing all day with clients when he was as white as he was when he left the house, because it was like a 90 degree day.
You know, that's the funny also thing about men, Dolores.
Men are so dumb. They're like, so dumb. They don't think like, oh, she'll realize I didn't get any color today. Like, they're so stupid.
That is so stupid.
No, how about the best? I say, how was the golf course? Oh, it was beautiful. You could see the ocean from the golf course. Oh, yeah? Okay, I called the golf course. Did you see the ocean from the golf course?
They don't expect us to be smart, which is the dumbest thing they could do.
Listen, I don't care. Okay, so you got accepted to Cornell, law degree, you name it. You name it. Listen, I don't give a shit. I might have a third degree math level, but I will run circles around your Ivy League ass. Don't you?
Yeah.
And he's not the one I've taken down. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So he tells me not to prove it. So I do what I have to do, because now I can't live the way I'm living, because he's being not happy in the house. He's mm-hmm. not being, it's not okay. I'm 9 months pregnant and I hire a private investigator to go out to follow him one night because he said he had a meeting. Well, sure enough, my cousin, who was my best friend, also ran into him in the parking lot with his girlfriend.
Oh my God.
And that was it. That was it. He came home. He knew he was caught. I get a call from the private investigator. I get a call from my cousin saying, I just got engaged. And I mean, she was like a sister to me. And she was with me that morning and I was crying my heart out to her. I was like, I know, you know, I'll find something out tonight. She's like, you don't know. And like, I got a 3-year-old playing with her dolls. I'm 9 months pregnant. I have contractions. I'm like, this is like horrible. She's like, no. Sure enough, she gets engaged, runs into him and his girlfriend in the parking lot that night. And the private investigator calls me and goes, I have pictures, but I broke my camera. I got so scared. He's so big that I tripped and broke my camera, but he's here with another woman.
Whoa.
Sure enough, Frank comes home that night and he goes, I know I'm caught and I'm leaving. I gotta go.
Wow.
And I said, Here's the phone. If you call her up and end this right now in front of me, I will never mention it again. Yeah. I promise you, you have my word. And he said, I can't. I don't want to be here. And he walked out.
You know what?
How sick are you?
So many props for you. Right, so many props for you, because you gave him
a second chance.
Yeah. A chance to like
make
erase
it right.
Yeah, for your family.
I wanted to make it right. Here I have an infant who's like saying, don't sleep on his pillow. He's coming back tonight.
Yeah.
And I was devastated. I don't know divorce. Like, I grew up in, like, you know, Irish Italian neighborhood. Everybody was home for dinner. It was the 80s, 70s and 80s. Divorce was rare. Loyalty was everything.
Yeah,
guys cheated, but they didn't leave home. Yeah,
right.
They had, you know, would they take their paycheck and spend some money on at a strip club? But they'd go home. Their wife and family came first.
Yeah.
And as crazy as that may sound to you guys, it's reality and it's life.
That's how it was then, though, a lot. That was like the major, right? That a lot of people have said that.
That's how it was. But it wasn't okay then. It's not okay now. But when you decide you're not going to put your family first, you can't be there anymore because you will destroy everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to take every bit of strength that I've had in my body to let him go. And it almost hurt me. I thought I was going to die.
Dolores, were you still in love with him?
Oh, I was crazy about Frank Italia. I was so in love. This was it for me because, you know, you grow up and he was so good looking. And, you know, I was from the 80s. He had muscles. And we built a life together. And he was, not because he was an attorney. Like, I never felt less than in our marriage, no matter what, because he knew that a big part of our success was me working 3 jobs in the beginning to help become what we became.
Right.
So he never put me down in that aspect ever a day. He never acted better than me, which some men will do.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed later on in life. But so that was, you know, but I was crazy about him for him. We were together every day for like 10 years. There was never a vacation without each other. There was no girls' nights. Remember back then, you didn't have friends. You had sisters and you had family.
Yeah.
There was no girls' nights in my world. And there still isn't. My old school girlfriends from high school, there's no such thing as Thursday nights out with their girlfriends. They don't do that. Wow. So I had not one friend. So other than, you know, my girlfriends, but no one knew how to handle my situation. Right. I had to be the pioneer of going through this on my own.
Yeah, even getting the investigator, I thought, is brilliant.
Yeah, the investigator was major. That's like the, it's your closure that you need to know that, like, you did everything and that he still didn't care.
I had to exhaust all possibilities because I knew once I faced this that here's what it was. The situation in my house was so bad and I was so upset and sick every day that there was no way I could live like that, that was worse than me divorcing and like a baby jumping in a pool that never knew how to swim. Like, I knew this was what my life would be. Yeah. I had to start. I didn't even know what I was in for. I hadn't, you know, I wasn't in charge of the money. I didn't know how to do business. You know, I worked in a jail. I was a sheriff's officer. I was a waitress with my mom, you know?
How long did you guys separate right away or did you divorce right away or how long did that take to all happen?
He tried to come back about, I have Frankie.
Girl, they always do. They always do.
With a broken heart, like, I could have died. I can talk every single person that goes through this, every emotion. You walk the floors at night. Weekends are hard. You know, you get through the day with the kids, but, you know, it was a horrible thing. So now he leaves that night and he comes back like a week later and he goes, listen, let me come back. And don't ask me where I am or what I'm doing. This will all phase out with this girl. I said, I can't accept that. I can't. Now, here I am with a colicky baby and a 3-year-old. Like, and I'm devastated on the floor. Like, I can't breathe. So my mother thought I was going to die. And I was like, as bad as I was, I still thought enough of myself to say, I don't want that life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, thank you. I'll figure it out. But no, I can't accept that. So then he tried to come back and says, I'm not with her anymore. I'm not with her. So now he takes all my money off of me. I can't hire anything. I'm saying to myself, I'm not letting this guy back. And he's telling me he's not with her. But I feel like he is, my gut. And he would come over every day, in and out. He went to live with a friend, pat the kids on the head and leave. And I still wanted to be with him. Trust me when I tell you, I still want to. I'm not going to lie.
It's hard. It's not,
I wasn't going to be. No, I wanted. I felt ugly. I felt horrible. I felt, did I not do the right thing? Did I not do what this girl did? I mean, and she was a dirt fucking bag.
It's never about you. It's never about you. Yeah.
It wasn't about the looks. She couldn't shine my shoes.
Yeah.
In any sense of the word. And here I am saying, are my clothes not cool enough? Am I not?
Yeah, you compare yourself. Yeah.
There was nothing, nothing. But back then, I didn't feel like anything, you know? I felt like so horrible. So anyway, my sister goes and waits outside her house because I need to know for sure because this is a decision on whether or not this is going to, you know, decide for the rest of my life what I'm doing. Am I going through with this divorce or am I going to take him back? He tells me he's not doing anything.
Right.
My sister, I'm one of five, and we're all like tough, closed girls. My sister goes and sits outside this girl's house
to see
if Frank shows up. And she calls me. It was my little sister. She's like, I got to pee. I can't stay here anymore. I'm like, please, just 5 more minutes. And he showed up with her. They go in her house. My sister calls me crying. She goes, he's here. I'm so sorry. I put my son in the car. He's about maybe 10 days old. I throw him in the car. I put on my sweatpants and I drive to her house. And now I need to see them together. Even though my sister goes, they're here. This is what he's wearing. I said, no, this is I got to see them together. And he jumped out the back window and I pulled away. And I said, you know what? Oh, wait, it gets better. I said, you know what? Let me drive around the corner and go back. I'm not done. And she made the mistake of getting in her car. So I blocked her car. She gets out of. She made the mistake more of getting out of her car.
You blocked her.
So I beat the crap out of her. And then I walked away from her. And I said, now I'm done. Now I can live with this. Yeah. I got everything out I needed to get out. to move on.
That was your closure.
Talk about that's the best closure ever. Yeah,
breaking her jaw closure.
I had to do that. And by the time I got home, Frank was waiting for me, and he said, "Go see a lawyer because this is not going to work." So I did, and that's what I did. And it was really hard. Like, you know, going back when I was 15, I worked at a hair salon doing shampoo, and it's like a hair salon is like Peyton Place, right?
Yeah.
And I remember this woman saying how her husband left her and she was devastated. And I said, well, at 15, I asked her, well, what would you have done different? She goes, I would have beat her up, or I would have called her and I would have confronted her.
Yeah. Wow. It feels better to beat her up for some reason. It's just like that satisfaction of like, you took my man, but I'm going to take your teeth.
Right. And, you know, it was very close to that, actually. But I don't suggest anyone to do that now. But what I do suggest is, as a woman, get everything out that you need to get out, because from here on in, you're going to have to drop these feelings. You're going to have to move on.
Yeah.
And any resentment and any regrets of not doing or saying what you had to say is going to be an anchor for you.
Whatever.
And it's going to be really hard. But you got to get that poison out. But don't beat up anybody because you're going to jail. That was 20 years ago.
It's a little different now. Different. Yeah.
It's a little different, and I'm not saying to do that. But if you have to break something in your house, if you have to take a bat and go out in your yard and beat the crap out of a tree, do it.
Yeah.
But get that shit out of your blood.
I think this, you can look back and say, you know, you took the right steps. You tried to work it out.
You gave him a second chance. You gave him the opportunity.
And then you made sure. You weren't blind to it. I think a lot of women, they try to stay
They're
for their
like,
families.
They're like, I need to see it for myself. They see it and then they still stay.
Right. And then they still stay. And I think you're a good role model in the fact that, like, you, I think, value yourself and, you cherish yourself.
And
think
not
that's
only
important.
That, if you're not happy with your life and how it's going, that reflects on your kids, and knowing you
for
had
sure.
like a little baby and a 3-year-old home, like that's not healthy for them to be in that. So it's like so empowering to
it's
know.
Yeah. Every situation is different though. I don't judge a woman who stays in a situation when if you can stay in the situation, if it's better for you financially, for your children, if you're having a good life and you say, I don't care who he's with.
Yeah.
I love going shopping every day. I'm living in a mansion. My kids have everything they want. I don't give a crap who he's with all day. As long as he comes home and treats us like a human being. Listen, to each his own.
Oh, but that works for some. Yeah.
That works for some.
Yeah.
And God bless you. If you have the best of both worlds and if that's okay with you, but if you're going to fight in front of your kids, and here's where it all comes down to, you need peace in your life. And if the fact that your husband or you don't have the kind of relationship that you really, you know, like disloyal and it's perfect and it's a fairy tale, if you don't have that and you can live with that, that's good. But it's how can you live with it? What's your quality of life? So mine wasn't good. I didn't come from that. Mm-hmm. I didn't want that. I didn't like the way he was treating us because he wasn't happy in the house.
He was lying
and
a lot too.
And the lying, I can't stand a freaking liar.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm a different person. Everybody's different. Here's the thing at the end of the day. So I was fighting with him in front of my kids through all that. I was upset. He was upset. It was getting violent in the house. And I went to, you know, after we broke up, I go to a therapist for the first time in my life. That wasn't too popular back then either.
No.
So I'm what a carrier and I have a 3-year-old. And here's what was the whole thing that changed my life. I was walking in. It was a family kind of place, like divorced kids, troubled kids. And this kid came out of the room before me and he was punching the walls and he was kicking the walls. And his mother was behind him with a broken heart like I've never seen. You think a man can break your heart? Your kids can break your heart. And she was so broken and her heart. And I walked in, I dragged myself in because I wasn't sleeping for weeks on end. And I said to the therapist, what do I do to not have my kids hurt like that? She said, don't fight in front of them. And from that day on, I ate miles of shit. I said not a word. Frank came over. I made dinner. I put a smile on my face. I made nice for the kids. And when he left, I would go in my closet and cry myself like into like whatever. But I would go in the shower and cry. But for my kids and for my life, and I made believe I was happy, and I became happy. And the nicer I was to him, the worse he got along with her. So in my head, I said, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to make her right. I'm not going to give this woman one more thing. I'm not going to give this situation one more thing of my life. So you have to understand, when cheating relationships don't always work out. So now there's a lack of trust in that relationship, and there's animosity. And now that they're together, is how good is it when you're not sneaking around? Is it still as great as it was?
No. Now she's your problem.
Right?
Yeah. She's not fun anymore. Right? Now she's your problem. Yeah.
Now it's not fun. All of a sudden, she's not as pretty anymore. The sex isn't as good. Now, all of a sudden, it's what she looks around and says, what the hell did I just give up for this?
Yeah.
And if I would have kept fighting with him about it, I would have made him keep running back. But I was nicer and nicer and nicer. And the nicer I was, the worse I made it for her.
Excellent.
And after a while, you're just best friends. One day she calls me. She goes, you come and get him. I don't want him. I don't want him. I said, I'll be right there. He can come home whenever he wants. I will come. And he never forgot that. He can't come home. I could never come home again. But I wasn't going to tell her that.
Yeah.
So be the smarter woman. Walk away with a smile on your face. Show your kids. Show yourself how strong you could be. And let it go. Cut it loose. It's an anchor.
It's an anchor. Yeah.
Sinking ship.
We're going to take a super quick break to hear from our sponsors. But when we get back, we're going to hear more from Dolores and more about the D word. How often do you guys think about socks? Well, for me, kind of often, because I read that wearing socks while you're having sex can help you orgasm. Actually, the statistics on it are really, really high. And they also can help you with your fertility. But that's not why we're talking about socks. We're talking about socks today because of Bombas. Okay, Bombas are the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. They are super soft, made from natural cotton, and every pair comes with arch support, a seamless toe, and a cushioned footbed. Woo, that's comfy but not too thick. Bombas is awesome because they have so many colors and patterns, length and style, and socks for him and her. And for me, I don't like wearing socks. I like to not wear socks, not wear pants. So having socks that are comfy and cozy and snuggle up to, that's for me. Get your Bombas at bombas.com/bad examples today and get 20% off your first purchase. That's Bombas, bombas.com/bad examples for 20% off. And for every purchase you make, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need.
I want to tell you my beef with socks, because Denny makes fun of me all the time when I'm wearing sneakers and my socks show because I'm so not stylish like that. So he always buys me the no-show sock, and I hate the no-show sock. They always end up in a crumpled ball by my toes. like I'm trying to look so fly and my socks are just like a crumpled mess. Bombas has literally mastered the no-show sock. They don't move. They stay in place and you don't see them, just how they're supposed to be. Guys, I really highly suggest you try Bombas for yourself. Once again, 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/bad examples for 20% off. You will look bomb.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Tracy, first of all, I love all of our sponsors. Thank you to everyone who sponsors the show. You're the reason we keep doing episodes like this. And, you know, every once in a while we get something geared towards men.
Yeah.
And I think the reason is because we have such a strong opinion.
And we want them to look a certain way.
So we're talking manscaping in this episode, okay? We're talking about Manscaped, okay? They're number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Tracy, have you ever seen...
It's 100% important
to me. Has a guy ever pulled his pants down and you've seen a huge bush?
No, because they know better to do that. Because I've made it very clear. I like hardwood floors.
And that's why we love Manscaped, okay? They're a revolutionary company that has redesigned the electric trimmer. They have a product called the Lawnmower 2.0. This is a beautiful product.
Yeah, I was like I want to use it. Like, the weight of the product alone shows you the quality of metal that goes into it. And it's just, it is top notch. I opened it, I was shook.
So I want to tell you, because we talked to Denny right before he left about
and
this.
And he said he manscaped before he left and there was no snagging.
Yeah, he said that's the biggest thing, because your nuts get snagged and they bleed for days.
I did not know that they bleed for days. And he also said a lot of men use their facial...
To do their beards.
To do their beards balls. On their balls. Bro, there should be separation.
Yeah.
So the fact that they have their own product for this is so major.
Yeah, it's hygienic. Get something that's made for your
Your balls. Ball care.
And we have 20% off and free shipping with the code
Bad Examples.
Oh my God. Guys, listen, if you're looking for a gift for your man, I can't tell you. And the little accessories they've got, like ball deodorant.
This is like a stocking stuffer galore right now.
Trey, what else did Denny say besides the nicked nuts?
Yeah.
He said, do you remember anything else about the nuts?
Oh, the smell.
The stinky nuts.
He said, he's like, if you don't properly.
Well, this is another talking point. Let's talk about stinky balls. We all know how bad sweaty balls smell. No,
sweaty
we don't.
Balls.
But that's why Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, the anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizing.
Deodorant.
And it smells good. Guys, girls, everybody, stop what you're doing. Manscaped.com. Need we say more?
Just deodorize your balls.
20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com, code bad examples.
Boom.
Okay, guys, let's talk about modern fertility. It is the first comprehensive fertility hormone test for women that you can take home. After we got married, I knew we wanted kids, but I didn't want to start trying right away. And I always said to Denny, you know, I wish we knew if... You know, everything was clear and we had a few years. Like, I'd love to use the next few years to not rush into this. But if we did all the testing and the doctors were like, oh, you know, you've got not enough eggs, or, you know, you've got PCOS, like, you better start now. It's going to take you years. Well, then, damn, I would have tried on my honeymoon. But I didn't know. And Modern Fertility answers these questions for you. Modern Fertility gives you customized reports to help you understand your fertility through your hormones. They give you access to a personal fertility team that helps you understand your results and make a game plan. You have access to a fertility nurse and weekly webinars with an online community of women just like you. So here's what the test is going to tell you. It's going to give you a customized report dashboard, and you're going to find out if you have more or less eggs than the average, what you could expect from IVF or egg freezing, how your hormone levels relate to PCOS, which 1 in 10 women have. It's so, 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 so common, which I found out in this process. It's actually crazy. And about your general hormone health, which is a window to your broader health. Whether you want kids now or like not now, at all, you can still use Modern Fertility results and resources to map things out on your own terms. All tests are conducted in a CLIA certified lab, and Modern Fertility's team of physicians and clinical advisors lead some of the nation's top fertility clinics. Take the fertility quiz and get $20 off your first kit at modernfertility.com/bad examples. So guys, the kit comes to your house. And what's really cool is you get a fertility profile. I mean, you could see your ovulation, about your general body, like if you're making it rain with your eggs, when you may hit menopause. Like, that's crazy. Visit modernfertility.com/bad examples and take their fertility quiz and get $20 off your Modern Fertility test. That's modernfertility.com/bad examples. Okay, so he stays with this girl, right? And
5 years.
5 years. Wow. What do you do during these 5 years?
Frankie's now 5. I'm on my feet.
Are you?
I got the revenge body going on.
Yes.
Got my boobs done. I'm like 32 years old. I'm dating. I now have made friends. I go out on Thursday nights to New York. I had never even found New York before. I didn't even know what it was. We get all dressed up, put on our Jimmy Choo's, walk around. And, you know, it might be some
Reborn.
Girls you might know. Teresa Giudice, Dina Manzo, Caroline, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
And there you go. There's history.
I think a lot of women, they're like, oh, my life's over. No, it's just starting. When you leave that unhappy place.
It's just starting. And since then, I have always said there's nothing more important to me than peace in my life. Peace in my heart. And when you could put your head on the pillow and sleep without that gut-wrenching feeling that makes you walk the floors, whatever that is, it's got to go in your life. It can kill you. Stress, things like that can make you sick. And I was a better mother for not being together with Frank.
Right. How long did it take you guys to become friends? Or I know he moved back in. Was that just recently, or had he been in for a while? Or
that was two seasons, last season.
So that was just on the show that happened for the first time?
Yeah, he didn't stay with that girl, first of all. So
yeah.
He had met a girl after that he's been with for 15 years. Their relationship was kind of falling apart. And listen, when you're in a relationship and the same fights go over and like it's a hamster in a cage, the same fights start and the same fights keep going. And then nothing is getting better. You have to separate.
You have to separate. Yeah.
So he just decided to separate. He's here and she's, you know, around the corner, and they just are better off until things calm down, which it's been like a while now. I don't know that their relationship will mend, but he's happy. She's happy. Everybody's happy. And I don't mind him being here. David's here now, too, because his house isn't ready. He's building a house.
Guys, David is her new boyfriend, who's a doctor, no?
David's a perinatologist, the best in the game.
Mm, well, there you go.
High risk pregnancy.
When, after, you know, you guys separated, he was with the other girl 5 years. What point did the hatred for him, slowly
dwindle,
seep out, where you felt neutral and you didn't look at him with like murderous eyes?
So a relationship is like a death. So, right. So you mourn it at first, then you get angry. Right.
Yeah.
I never let myself get angry, and I never let the hate set in. I talked myself out of it. I guess I was so crazy about him and so in love with him, I never brought myself to that hate too, you know? So it went from hurt to just, you know, okay, we're okay now. It's okay. I'm not hurt anymore.
You just found your closure, and you were like, this is what it is.
I found my closure. I skipped the hate part. Oh, don't get me wrong. Like sometimes, like today, I hated him.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I think about the fact that I missed some time remembering my kids' little things that they did when they were little, because I was so broken.
Yeah.
I can't take those years back, and I resent him to no end for that.
That's what I
can't let it, that's hard.
It's hard to let that go. It's so hard.
Yeah, you can't rewind time.
You have no choice. You have no choice. You either let that go or you let it control your life.
Wow. Chills.
It's crazy.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And see, I'm the person that lets the hatred consume me.
Well, yeah, I'm rough with the hatred. I don't let many things go. I'll hate you until your great grandchildren's die. I mean,
I used to wish death on the whole life legacy. But here's the thing: I'm Catholic. I don't know. However, religion, whatever you do, death is closure to me. So my dad told me go to church, light a candle for him. The husband that you knew is dead.
Wow.
And I did.
Chills.
And I did. And that person is dead. And through the years, if somebody crosses me, they're dead to me. They're fucking dead. I'm done. You're done. You get me to a point. The way I see it is, if you lose me in your life, because I would do anything for anyone in my life, then I won. You're done. You'll like, I got you back because you lost me, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm.
And Dolores, you sounds like you figured out co-parenting before co-parenting was a thing. So you never got to that hatred point and you were able to like drop off the kids with his girlfriend. You were able to make that work in your, like a lot of, you know, that's co-parenting, but before it was co-parenting. Yeah. Like, it's brilliant.
He didn't take, they were so little that he really didn't take them.
So he wasn't around.
When he, no, yeah, Frank wasn't around. God, but it, which was better for me.
Frank and Tanya, we're trying to help here and you're just fucking it up.
Damn it. God damn it, Frank.
He wasn't around, but you know, kudos to Frank for not pushing for the time that he was able to have them when it really wasn't for him at that time.
But so when
there were times he did take my kids and it was like a short time here and there, but a lot of guys will push the, like, the kids are miserable when they're with their father. Mm-hmm. I understand that because the woman maybe isn't so good to them a lot of times. There's like situations like that. Frank's girlfriend, the second one, said to me, you know what? I don't have my own kids. I'm really not interested in having yours around. And I said, you, thank you. I will have your back no matter what you need for not being a phony to me. Because she could have had my kids and made believe she wanted them around and treated them like crap.
Mm-hmm. Evil stepmom. Mm.
So I appreciate her. And you know what? Frank didn't push it. Frank never pushed it. And we shared holidays together. We shared everything. It's just, listen, there is no other way.
Yeah.
You just don't find, as a parent,
yeah.
As a parent, you have to find a way to make it work. There's just, it's not an option.
It's not an option. And you know what? I don't like, and I'm going to tell you right now, I see a lot of mothers, oh my God, you got to leave for the weekend. I'm going to be here crying by myself. I'm going to cry for you. I'm going to miss you. I've seen it. I still see it. Cut the shit and stop looking for sympathy from your kids.
Yeah. The kids should never be involved like that. Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh my God. You know, like, don't let your kids see. Just say to them, if they're upset about leaving you, it's okay. You know, 2 days will come quick enough. It'll be okay. You know, don't worry.
Change of
I'll
scenery.
I'll call you. You can call me. Have fun. You're going to have fun. Listen, it doesn't always work this way. There are horrible situations. Mm-hmm. Horrible, horrible.
Like, I think when Frank finally came around and said, like, I do want to see the kids, a lot of women at that point would say, like, well, you didn't want to see him before.
Yeah,
you're not
going to
see him now. The end. You know what I mean? And you didn't do that.
He lived very close, and he came in and out every day. I allowed Frank to walk in and out of this house every single day he wanted. For 2 minutes, for 5 minutes. If I had plans to go on a date and he said, oh, I can't pick him up, no problem. Cancel my date. I'm home with my kid. No big deal. Not, you know what I mean? It was all whatever. And that just made things peaceful for me and my kids. It's a sacrifice. Like, you know, when I see my friends or like my girlfriend said to me the other day, oh, well, I'm here at the school picking the kids up. Why can't the father be doing it? I said, someday you're going to wish you were there picking them up. The time goes so fast. Be happy you got this time. It's not about making a point of who should be doing what.
Sure.
You just, somebody's got to pick up the slack.
Yeah.
So that's what co-parenting is. Giving in, compromising, maybe sometimes taking the hit, and that's it.
And carrying on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just being a mom for your kids.
Being a mom or being a dad. Being whatever parent has to do more. Do it with a smile. They're on rent. They're only little for so long. I'm sick over my kids. I cry over my kids a couple times a week that they're not here and they're grown up. Oh. I do.
No, she's like really obsessed with them to the point like it like broke her for her kids to go away because it was her and them growing up. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't Frank.
That's right.
So it was like they were her support. So for them not to be there anymore, it was like crippling.
Crippled me.
Yeah.
It's so crippling. It is crippling me. Like, it's rough. It's really hard. And I had all the kids in my house. My house was filled with kids every week.
Yeah.
And it's when the kids are home, they come back from college. They call me Aunt Dolores, Mama Katanz. You know, I have like, you know, 6'4" kids sitting on my lap. I'm like, you guys have grown out of me now.
How old are they now?
They're like in their 20s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like last night, I had 6 boys at my house. They all call me Aunt Dolores. They all kiss me hello. They've been at my house since pre-K-3.
Yeah, that's so nice.
That's my success in life.
Your support.
And, you know, with the best times. And I tell women, this is the best time of your life. And, you know, it's so much harder without them. Okay, you have your kids, life sucks, you're crying. But it's so much harder if you didn't have them. I thought it was hard because Frank played hardball with me. He took all my money off me. I had to go back to waitressing through our divorce, by the way, FYI. Ah. And yeah, it wasn't an easy road. And I remember working with a waitress and I was down and out because here I'm pulling up with a Mercedes with no gas in it. And I said, it's so hard with the kids. I go, it's so hard with the kids because, you know, I got to get somebody to watch them and I can't go out really and I can't get a life and I'm worried about them. She goes, I could never have kids and it's so much harder without them. Trust me.
Yeah.
So I know now what she meant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's not.
Do your kids ever reflect with you like what it was like growing up, you know, with this co-parenting?
I think you said at one point Frankie really gets it. Like it's hard for him because he remembers like what you went through, right? Because that was your like main man.
Mm. Frankie was my main man. Sometimes when I would come home late from work, there were times we had everything. Sometimes we didn't. It would depend on business with Frank and real estate and the market drops. We all went through hard times. Frank was very good in that way. Frank had it, we had it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we worked together to build it up again. But I remember Frank used to leave little notes on my pillow saying, like, he was just in sixth grade or seventh grade, Mom, I'll take care of you. You won't have to work like this again. But, you know, Frankie has an amazing work ethic now. He works for Anthony Scaramucci at his hedge fund.
Scaramucci.
You know who that is?
Yeah. Mooch.
The Mooch saved my life. He hired Frankie because Frankie wants to work. Like, I think he would sleep in the place if he could. He leaves at 5 in the morning, comes home at 8 o'clock at night.
Wow. Well, that's he got
and
that
Anthony
from
Scaramucci. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Anthony Scaramucci.
Thank you for the
Frankie
Mooch.
Job.
Yes.
The Mooch is like, I pray for him every day.
We will too.
That's amazing.
I have so many questions. I could talk to you for days, but I'll let you go soon. I promise. I want to know when.
No,
you...
no, I'm here for you. I'm sitting in front of my house.
When you started dating and got back in the dating scene, were you afraid to fall in love? Were you afraid to be hurt again? Were you not as trusting of men,
or were you like so
I
ready?
I still am. Everything you just said, check off every box.
Yeah. Wow.
There hasn't been a lie that hasn't been told to me. There hasn't been a thing that has been pulled on me. I mean, 20 years. Yeah. So, you know, my whole thing was if I could basically throw my husband out, even though he left, but I still didn't let him back. So I say I threw him out at 9 months pregnant with a 3-year-old and no idea what my future would be. Then I'm not going to put up with some guy who I'm dating for, you know, a little bit, who's going to try to pull anything on me at all.
Right.
I'm not. So the trick is, be nice to me. Don't try to pull shit. Don't lie. And you have a great girl. You'll have a great life. I give everyone a great life.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm do I get scared of ever having to be married again and be in that position? I do. But you know what's funny? Now that my kids are older and I don't have to, like, they're not the main focus or priority every single day. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird because now my decisions are based on myself.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit of now. Like, I'm a little bit of a wussy.
It's
I'm
a whole so new strong. World.
It is. So, yeah, am I scared? Yeah, do I get scared? But it doesn't last as long as it would in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm almost 50. So, like, you know, you get over things when you get older a lot easier.
It's okay. We're bad examples.
Starting to date again was very scary for me because, you know, I'm so loyal. Like, I was still, my heart was still with Frank. So I had to unorganically be with someone else. And even till this day, it's the weirdest thing. It still feels a little bit weird or different to not be with the person that I thought I was supposed to be with.
So him living in your house,
I'm over him.
You've never like wanted to like him to be like that guy for you when you're like, oh, we're both here, no one's at the house, it's quiet. Like, you never like felt that sexual tension again?
No.
Wow.
No. I lit that candle. So once I lit
dead.
That candle and I said, he's dead, wow. That guy was dead.
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
I don't really know much about them, actually. It's like the one sign that's pretty low key that like you've really got to look into. I feel like each person is different because I don't think there's like a generalization.
Capricorns are pretty much always the same. Very loyal, very, very loyal, stick with you to the end. But when she's done or he's done, they're done.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
You know, me and Jessica are Scorpios, and like we go from zero to 100.
You cannot help yourself. You will always be that way. I know. You can you might mellow, but not a Scorpio. Never.
No, we're really, really rough.
The Spitfire you are now, you will be always.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this was so good.
Yeah, I really, it's an amazing life story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to really help people. Yeah, and I think, you know, the messages I've been getting from women is they don't know. They think that their life's over and they're in their 20s and they're like, I don't want to get divorced. My life I can't believe this. Like, you know, and I think you are such a good example that you can have it all.
You can have it all. You're in your time is on your side.
Yeah.
It's not as easy for a woman in her 50s to start her life over. If you're with a guy who, you know, the end to the play, you know, this is not going to work out. Stop. You know, the signs are there. If he doesn't treat you right, if he's you know, you don't want to live like that. You're in your 20s. Get out while you can.
Yeah.
The longer you wait, you know, time is everything. Don't waste your youth. You cannot get that back.
That is the real advice right there.
That's the deepest.
You
so
can't
far.
Get it back. You sit home unhappy day after day after day after day. Nothing changes. You know, it's you know, I think a lot of women say, like, at what point do I start actually looking into this seriously? And I think that's a good starting place. Like, if you're unhappy, if you're being lied to, you're being cheated on, you know, he's got an addiction, whatever it is, you know.
I think it's what you allow will always be.
Yeah.
That is so true. You can't fix a cracked egg. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of young people who haven't been through a lot of relationships will not take, you know, can't listen to me because they don't know from experience. I'm telling you, you can't fix a cracked egg. And here's the other thing. When you're buying a dog or a horse, look at the breed they come from. Time is not, don't be afraid to be alone. Be afraid to waste your youth and your time with someone who is going to hurt you in the end.
Yes.
Clap.
Dolores, queen.
The amount of people that needed to hear your story in order to help them move on with their life it's going to be amazing. You're probably going to get a ton of direct messages thanking you of just helping them like with that push.
And look at your family. Look at your kids turned out great. Your son's
gorgeous children, but like successful, driven, educated. They want the best for them because they don't ever want to be put in a situation that they can't control, which is like the most that you could take from learning from a situation like that.
Right. And you know, it's so funny. I used to threaten them. I'll let dad come home if you're not good. And they would be like, go clean their rooms. Like,
yeah.
So it was,
exactly.
You know what? There, I knew waiting for your husband to come home by the window, 'cause you know, he's lying, or worrying about going through his phone takes away from being a mother and being a happy person. And if you're not a mother, that takes away from living your life.
It takes away from self-worth.
It's not worth it. It doesn't end well. It's not okay. Tell yourself, fine, it's not a finale. Death is a finale. If you get divorced and he's a good guy and you figure out you could be together down the road, get married again. People do it all the time.
Right, true.
Don't stay in a situation that's going to destroy you.
Unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're unhappy. Most likely your kids are unhappy. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, what kids want to see their mother crying? I remember saying to the therapist, is my daughter ever going to look at me without me having tears in my eyes? Because I was like, always like, but she was only 3. I'm lucky. When you have teenagers, you don't have the time to play around because these kids soak up everything. They're going through enough as a kid.
True.
You can't keep them in that situation.
The younger, the better for kids.
Absolutely. The best is when they're too young to remember. How many people remember before they're 5?
No.
Do you? I don't.
I don't remember anything.
Shit, I can't remember yesterday.
It's been a rough night.
Clearly.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. This is exactly what
we
needed.
Yeah, we wish you the best. You know, lots of love. I mean, you got listen.
You deserve it so much.
You deserve it. You are like a
A-plus mom. Like, yeah. Wow. Like, I super wish you were my mom.
Sorry, Joe.
maybe not. I was a little hard. I'm not going to lie. I was a little rough around the edges sometimes.
Well, they grew up great, so you did something right.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much. We love you. Have a great day. Enjoy wig shopping.
Tell Frank we said hi.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tell him we like him again.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Bye.
Bye, Dolores.
Bye.
So I really just love everything about her. She's just like one of the realest people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the fact that she has this platform is she's using it in such a way that is benefiting so many people, because it's such a stigma to talk about divorce. And like with all the other co-stars that she has that are going through stuff, I know there's other co-stars on the show that have been divorced or possibly or whatever the case may be. And she's like setting a standard differently of how you look at it and that there's success for it. I'm thankful that she was able to call in. She's such a good friend. She's like just such a sweet person. There was just no other person when you asked, like, let's do a divorce episode. I was like, then we have to have Dolores, and that's it.
Because she's real and open and honest. And being in the public eye, it's hard talking about divorced. Like, you know, even like the people in your neighborhood start talking.
Everyone's
and chattering.
Like chatting. Yeah.
Like, but I think today that, you know, she's right. Like, it's different now than it was 20 years ago. Divorce is more common.
Unfortunately.
People don't stay together when they're unhappy. Like, and that's the only, I think, advice that we can give to you is like, if you're unhappy, like, get out of the toxic situation.
As Dolores would say, she just wants peace in her life.
Peace and love.
So thank you, Dolores, for calling in. Thank you, Real Housewives of New Jersey, for letting us borrow her.
Yeah.
You guys, they have a new season coming up, so make sure you check that out when it comes out. Thank you to Dimlywit Productions for helping us navigate through this crazy divorce episode. We have a lot of good things coming for you. So subscribe, follow us, check out our... rate us, obviously.
We're
download
tens.
What?
We're tens. Remember our first episode? We were like, rate us a 10.
Rate us a 10. And you mean like 3 stars or 4 stars or 5 stars or whatever it is? We still don't know.
We rate us
some good stuff. Leave us some fun, sweet comments. We want to hear a lot of comments about what you thought of Dolores being on. If you loved it, write us some happy comments in our comment section. DM her if you need some advice. She's very open and willing to talk to you guys.
And this isn't the last you've heard of divorce from us. We're going to like attack this subject
harder.
We've got more to talk about, more to discuss, because it's not a one-off. It's a never-ending, you know. It's a long... You see Dolores, 20 years of it. So.
Yeah, 20 years of it, and we talked to her for almost an hour. So there's a lot to talk about, and we are going to give it to you here on Bad Examples. So we may not be the best examples.
But we're the best you got, bitch.
See you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.